Hello and welcome. This is Conscious Living. I'm Wendy Garrett on Empower Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate your time. Hope you're having a good day, good week, good month, good year, wherever you are. And maybe we can add to that. Today's guest is the author of The Yes Frequency, Gary Quinn. He's also the author of May the Angels Be With You. He has a really fantastic background and a jack of all trades and very inspirational people who have worked with him, using him as an intuitive coach or life coach, speak his praises. So why not? Can we, you know, get in touch with him and help maybe jumpstart if your life is a little bit up in the air right now, especially with all the energy changes and the dynamic and overwhelming, I think, energy that's happening right now all over the world. It's a good time to kind of go back and reconnect and say, let's upgrade this and get out some of the chaos and back to the wonderful feeling of being focused and in tune. Hey, Gary, thanks for taking time to talk with me today.
Great, Wendy. Thanks for having me on.
How did you get started?
You know, it wasn't like I got started. It was almost like I just plugged in. Since I was 5 years old, I've always been very kind of intuitive and being able to kind of tune in and see things. And it was just basically that was part of, you know, the energy shift. And I was able to, you know, just really connect. And you know, currently I, you know, am able to coach people from wherever they are in life. And I've been able to really tune in to people's energy and change their life and give them the opportunity. And so it's basically just really helping people tune in to their authentic voice. And a lot of people, you know, don't know what that is. It's just a matter of being able to have clarity. What I teach is clarity is power and helping people really find out what their strengths are in life and what they need to really look for and where they need to go. And sometimes people don't know, or they have a clue, but they just don't know how to get there. So I help them sort of give them the upgrade in their life to really change whatever's not happening in their life and help their life, you know, become ideal and really change whatever's not working. Because I think people right now, as you said earlier, the shifts in the world, there's a lot of non-clarity, there's a lot of confusion. And people are searching for answers, and that's all over the world. I've been fortunate to be able to teach all over the world, and I find that everybody has the same wants. They want to be happy. They want to have security. They want to have love and be financially secure. And how do you do that in a world that makes sometimes no sense? So, you know, I think the main keys are to really start to look at where you are and assess where you want to be. I've always intuitively followed my own voice, and you know that led from training for the Olympics as a youngster to working in the entertainment world and segueing that into the spiritual world, and just kind of trying to find the links where I needed to learn or what I needed to empower other people to align with that truth.
In the book, when you're reading about your background and stuff like that, one of the things I thought was interesting, a lot of psychics say, don't do money. Don't ask me about money because that's just too dicey. And now there have been some stories in the media where one did win the lottery as a result of that. But you also talk about the going to the racetrack and being able to do things that some people say it's too difficult because there's too much of an outcome, an expectation, so it muddies the result. How do you do that
sure.
one?
Well, I was a youngster then, and you know, I think I didn't have. It wasn't that I set out to, you know, make money using you know my skills as. You know that. So I think, you know, if someone tries to tune into the spiritual world to try to become rich, I think that's a mistake. You automatically do that by, aligning to your universal truth and knowing that there's enough riches in the universe. If you believe, you will receive. And, you know, trying to gain some kind of power to, you know, work the system is not what it's all about. You know,
you do address that in the book, saying, once I was a little bit more in tune, I kind of got away from that. When the thing that you're mentioning, though, and you're talking about is to use the system. Once you start doing that, then you become again part of the system. And the whole point of using your gifts is to kind of give you an escape and step back from that illusion of all that's going on as being the reality. Because when you step back, you become tuned into a greater reality. And some of these events really don't seem as, I guess, important or overwhelming or superior, where you're just in a different awareness of, things are okay the way they are. I don't have to shift it. I don't have to be a millionaire. I can do this a different way. Does that make sense?
Sure, exactly. Because if you love something and really want to, really connected to what it is that you're doing, the money will come, finances will come. You know, if you just set out, I just have to make, $1 million or whatever, you know, that is not the key here. The key is to know that when you're in the flow, things start to move towards what you want to happen. And it just kind of, you know, it just kind of works and it flows by itself. And then everything falls into, you know, that divine right action, you know, and everything is just, you know, at the touch of your fingers, as really just tuning in to have a consciousness for living. And that's what it is. It's the mechanics of awakening, you know, and once you know how that works, then you don't have to feel jealous. You don't have to feel that you've been dealt a wrong hand in this life. You know, all of that is just as if you made judgment on you, and you've got to learn not to have judgment on yourself or your life. And what you really need to do now is start to turn it around and know that today is a brand new day and the opportunities are out there. It's up to you to create the shift.
Let's go back for just a minute. You wrote the book, May the Angels Be With You. And mm-hmm. I would like you to address that just a little bit, because there are some people who will know you from that. And
sure.
Those who don't, it would help to have an introduction.
Sure. You know, many years ago, I worked in the entertainment business in different facets, and I had the opportunity to have a record contract in Paris, France. And that took me to Paris, France. This was in the late 80s. And when I arrived in Paris, France, I called the company and said, I'm here. And they had confirmed with me, you know, a couple weeks prior. And when I arrived, they said, oh, I'm sorry. That contract and the producer that was representing you in this project is no longer with us. So we are closing that new artist division. So there is no contract. And I said, what? You know, I just moved here from the other side of the world and you're telling me this now. And so that was sort of the shift of me saying, okay, now what? What am I doing? So, you know, intuitively something said, go to Notre Dame Cathedral and you'll have an answer. So I basically did that for 3 weeks, going there every day and sat there for hours. And I think it was a way for me to start to slow down and really listen internally and learn how to basically meditate in some level. And basically every day I would sit there for hours and hours. And on the third week, on a Thursday afternoon around 3 o'clock, this energy, I was sitting at the side of the church in the back, and you know, if anybody's been there, they've seen, you know, people, and there's a lot of tourists and photographs. And so at that moment, there was nobody in that area. And I remember this kind of energy just came at me, a light and a sort of a tube-like energy that encompassed me, and almost I became frozen and I wasn't able to move or speak. And this energy just came toward me and said, I said, "Who are you?" telepathically. And it said, "I'm Archangel Michael, and you're not here to work in the entertainment business. You're here to learn about us." At that point, I was so desperate. I thought, well, at this point, I have to do this. There's nothing else I can do. And I said, "Yes, I will do whatever you want me to do." And then the shift happened. There was this kind of energy that just downloaded in me and basically just said, you know, you're safe. Everything's going to be fine. And it was a feeling of almost kind of love and balance. And I basically just kind of said, okay. And it was quite magical. And at that point, the energy, you know, pulled away. And I walked back to my apartment in Paris that I was staying at for only a month. And the phone rang, and the only one person I knew in Paris said, "Do you need a free place to live?" And I basically said, "Yes." And that turned out to be, you know, a godsend. And I basically got to stay in Paris for 1 month. I'm sorry, 1 year. And my whole life living there was, you know, learning about spirituality and just basically, you know, learning the principles of what life is. And I didn't speak the language, but I started to meet lots of people, and it was quite magical. So that was kind of the beginning or the catalyst of me tuning into spirituality and letting that kind of energy come through.
You develop the yes codes, and I really like the way that this is presented. And at the same time, there's something about it that even when you're reading or when we're trying to shift and we're trying to change and we think we're doing it because we're saying it, there's a deeper, a core level that has to shift into that trust mode and that trust energy to get rid of all of the things that we have preconceived to be real that are blocking our path. And I want to give you a way of just introducing those codes and saying, in your words, how this is effective. How does it work?
Sure. You know, basically the codes are there to, you know, start to ask the right questions in one's life and know that when we start to set out to balance ourselves and find out, you know, what it is that we're doing, our belief system is already sort of intact of what it is that we want to create. But, you know, living in the yes frequency is really about, you know, finding out, you know, what is your belief system already. So as we start to find that out, we start to figure out what is the most important thing that you'd like to react to, create, or manifest in your life, and knowing that the possibilities are endless, you know, it's really learning how to transform your daily habits and start to say yes with an attitude that's really about raising your vibration, because it is a vibration, and the codes help you to stay in alignment because they help you to, you know, find out and ask yourself those powerful questions. Or step one is really to just start to, you know, look at what your priorities are and what is important to you. And the codes just really are there in the book to help you sort of stay in alignment and you know, remember that, you know, you're human, but you do have you know, an alliance to the universal, you know, laws. And when you stick to those universal laws, then, you know, your life will get better because you're living through a code that, you know, that has results. You know, if you're not getting results in your life, it's because you're either not doing something right, or that there is a situation that is blocking or belief system that's blocking things from coming to you. So there's many factors. The codes just sort of keep you in alignment to helping transform your life and really see what is in there. It's really, you become a scientist and you start to really find out, you know, what you're thinking, what you're saying, and where you're going are all based in the, you know, the yes frequency. So it's really a scientific journey of finding out, you know, what frequency are you emitting in this lifetime, and do you need to change it, or do you need to pull in a certain energy and switch to another thought? You know, so it's like a recipe for success. The codes just help you to basically keep in alignment and knowing that you're basically taking responsibility for your life, and then it starts to, you know, flow because you know that you're doing something different as opposed to, you know, something you've been doing for 20 years. So basically, if something is not changing in your life, it means that you're doing something over and over the wrong way. You know, we're creatures of habit. So, you know, in order to activate these thoughts, you have to work at it over and over. It's like learning a new language. You know, if you repeat phrases over and over, you will start to learn them.
I like your book because you give examples of what this works or how this works, what it looks like in your life. And you talk about attracting an encounter with Roberto Benigni. And how did that work?
You know, I was inspired when I saw his movie. I can remember I was sitting in the movie theater and I just said, I want to meet this man. I am so attracted to his energy and his vibration seems to be just amazing. Like a free spirit, but very, you know, very light. And so I basically made an intention that at that moment when I was watching the film where it was over, and I said, I'm going to meet him and I'm going to give him a session. And I didn't know him. I didn't know anybody who knew him, but I let it go. And about 2 weeks later, some friends of mine, Italian friends in Los Angeles, gave me a call and said, would you like to attend a big event at this Italian cultural center? And I said, absolutely. And I went with them. And at that evening event, there were loads of people. And my friend came up to me and she said, oh, by the way, Roberto's here. And I said, oh, my goodness. And so she went and spoke to him. And he came over to me and I started chatting with him. And the minute I tuned into him, I just sort of felt, oh my God, he's going to win. And this was seven months prior to the Oscars. And I just felt it. And I said, oh my God, Roberto, you're going to win the award, the Academy Award. I feel it. You're amazing. And he goes, oh, that would be nice. And then I basically just gave him a little short mini session. And then when he did win, I saw him again and I gave him a proper session. So it was quite magical, the whole creation of it, the manifestation of it was based on what I teach in the book. You know, it's basically you make the intention, you state it, you believe it, you send it out almost like an email, and the universe will bring it back. If you believe it, you will receive it. And you know, even if it looks like a hopeless dream or a pipe dream and you say, how am I ever going to meet him? He doesn't even live here. I never said that. I just said, I will be meeting him and giving him a session. And, you know, it can happen in 2 days, 2 years, 2 months. It happened in 2 months. So the universe will support you and give you the results as you start to trust. And if you align with these codes and these principles, the commitment will start to activate your desire and give you clarity. And then what happens is that everything becomes limitless because there are no limits. You can create whatever you want in your life. And by saying yes, you start to activate a power that flows that may be dormant or is not even working at the moment in your life.
Again, we're talking with Gary Quinn. He's the author of The Yes Frequency. You can check it out. You can get online. You can Google the book, or you can go to his website. The thing about you is you've had so many opportunities to, you're very visible, okay? A lot of people have been able to connect with you. And I think, is that overwhelming at times?
No, I've always been used to it because of my background of training for the Olympics. I traveled the world. I met people all over from different, you know, countries since I was, you know, a teenager. So I've always been exposed to many people. And then when I worked in the, I started working, you know, in the entertainment world, well, you're just exposed to every person. And, you know, it's a natural, for me, it's a natural state of mind. I've been doing this for forever.
What did you do when you were preparing for the Olympics? Was it different than the way you approach your life now?
Not really. I was training. I was training, you know, every day in an Olympic program since I was probably 13, 14. And I did that up until my freshman year in high school, in college. And basically, you know, the principles were, you know, that you work hard, you have a goal, you discipline yourself. So what was missing was the spiritual zone that I needed to be in while that was happening. And so what I realized that, you know, I had lacking as a athlete was this belief system of this spiritual part, which I added later on when I went back to swimming in the master's program, and reclaimed my power and, you know, broke some world records in my age group. And swam actually faster than when I was, you know, doing it as a teenager and, you know, in high school and university. So, you know, it was all belief. You know, it wasn't 90% training. It was basically, you know, 90% mental and 10% training. So I had to learn that on the second round of my swimming again. And I think that any athlete has that sort of drive. So I had it instilled at a young age, the discipline, you know, to work something, a program, or, you know, now it's working the principles of what I teach and what I do and really follow through. The follow through is what most people don't do.
The one thing I found in terms of it, when I was younger and knowing that I could do something and yet not having a support system around me to remind me just to simplify and don't overthink. I remember training and trying to, I was really good at long jump, which is, you hit the board, you go, well, I was trying out for the state competition and I was jumping at least a foot and a half further than anybody else that day. It was that wonderful. The problem was my toe hit the board at the wrong place, which means I overstepped. And if I'd had a coach, the coach would have told me, just get in the race. And all I had to do was jump behind the board about, you know, another 6 inches or a foot. And I would have still been in the lead. But because I was such a perfectionist and I couldn't get it right, I continued and was disqualified. And the people around me there were like, what? Why? You know, it was just, they knew that I was the best one there. And I learned later on, sometimes you have to overlook the daily events and just be as good as you can in that moment and give yourself permission not to be perfect, because sometimes you're good enough and that's it. And I couldn't get that at that time. I didn't have anybody else who could point that out and say, Hey, relax. You got it. Just get qualified. And it helps to have, as an adult in retrospect, on my shoulder, that thing of just relax. It'll be there. You don't have to win this moment. It's a long haul. It's a long distance. It's not the short distance. That's what life is anyway for me. And
yeah, no,
it really
I agree.
Made a difference.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, you know, sometimes people don't have a coach, but you've got to be your own coach, you know, and try to do your best. And, you know, if, you know, life life brings us certain lessons, and we have to try to make the best of them no matter what they are.
We have to take it's like a minute away. We have to take a break, but I want to come back. And so when somebody is listening, the frequency of words, really, really important, what we tell ourselves. So if you were doing like a mini coach session for somebody right now who was trying to get their life, they're probably already doing okay because they have a grip that they want things to be more spiritually in alignment, and they just want to maybe a tune up. So if you could come back and give a little, like a little critique, or like you did with Roberto Benigni, a little mini session for somebody who would like to see how this works, okay, and just get a tease of how this works, because then they're going to come to you afterwards. So you want the whole thing, okay? How's that?
Perfect.
Okay. All right. We're going to come back, and he's going to give you just a taste of how this yes frequency could work in your life. And believe me, just from, you know, from the overview of this session, it's a good start right now. All right. And you will see change in your life. Coming back with more on Empower Radio, I'm Wendy Garrett. This is Conscious Living.
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg. Ha-ha, I win. Whoa! Ah! Sassy! Johnny fell down the well.
I'm wet.
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl. What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold.
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound, health, and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What did he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we're back. This is Conscious Living. I'm Wendy Garrett on Empower Radio. My guest, Gary Quinn, life coach, television host, television producer, intuitive. He works with angelic forces. I like that. This is the background on the book. You know, it's like angelic forces. It sounds like, okay, Archangel Michael is going to come in and everything is going to go poof and you'll have a miracle. Honestly, it can happen that way. You know, that's the thing. It does work.
It does, absolutely. It's really just aligning yourself with the energy, and then however the miracle is supposed to download, it will happen.
When you're talking to people who have never experienced a miracle, can you give them an example? Because, you know, sometimes it's like Moses parting the Red Sea. That, there you go. That's a miracle. Well, something a little
sure.
closer to home.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think miracles happen in many ways, which can be anything from a healing physically to an opportunity, a situation that didn't exist, an opportunity where finances come in when they weren't there. You know, there's just thousands of different type of miracles of just maybe even opening up to connecting to spirituality, having a sign shown to you, you know, from an angelic force or a loved one on the other side, or a message that you need to learn something about gratitude in this lifetime or about balance. It can be in many forms.
And the funny thing about this is a spontaneous interview. I just kind of wing it. And so I bring up the interview thing just, and saying that, Gary, we're going to have a low-key conversation, just you and me, no phones. And as I go through this, I'm kind of in some way, shape, or form inspired to ask certain questions. So I'm saying the miracle. I'd already promoted that, yeah, he's going to give us a little tease. And so I open back up to the book, which you read it and you don't remember it verbatim. The frequency of your words. And so spontaneously, I talk about that miracle thing. And here in the second paragraph, which I had hidden with my little bookmark, was the language of miracles. This is how it works when you're just flying by the seat of your pants. You're trusting that your intuition is working and on target and in sync with your message. And in this case, with the frequency of our conversation. And here it is right here, the frequency of your words and how to create miracles with your language. So to me, I believe this. I think it's authentic. I think it's real and empowering when you start engaging this type of philosophy in your day-to-day world. So Gary was going to give us a preview, and this is part
Absolutely.
Of that frequency.
Yeah, you know, I mean, our words are very powerful, and not many people might believe that, but if they start to understand that everything we say, everything we think has an energy and starts to radiate some kind of vibration, and it's basically sending out a message to the universe about your thoughts, does create a response. It's like a boomerang, you know. So whatever you're thinking and whatever you're speaking to yourself, to other people, to interact with other individuals, creates a cause and effect. And I think the miracle starts when you believe something in a positive force and then expect a positive response back, you know? And I think everybody has lessons in this lifetime. So we're all working at different levels. And, you know, people create certain issues or situations to grow. And, you know, a bad situation in our lives might not be a bad situation. It might be a way to grow. It might be something that our conscious and our subconscious mind created for us to learn something. So I believe there's always lessons. And I think if you're a good person and you start to live by these principles, that you will always have some incredible results because your belief system is intact. I think it's when you buy into fear and lack, you're really just, that's a fear, you know, you're fear-based, you know. And I think if you trust and you believe, that's a positive energy of love, you know. So I think, you know, it's basically trying to figure out how do you balance yourself in your daily life without, you know, people saying, oh, you're some fanatic, or you're into that woo-woo stuff, or you're not really, you know, grounded in this lifetime. You live in another world. Well, basically, it's your little world, and your little world gets better as you believe it to be so. you know, what people think of you is really none of your business, is the bottom line, because it's your life, and this is the life you've been waiting to live, not the next one. So everything that you've brought to your own life has been created through your thoughts. So if you look at that and take responsibility to know that where you are right now, you created that. And the only person that can move forward or change it is you. So once we start to look at that, then we can start to empower the steps. And also, many people can't move forward because they're so angry or they have resentment from the past, you know, and you have to look at, as a scientist in your life, you have to say, am I still living in the past, you know, because of something that happened to me as a child or something that did or didn't happen as a child, you know, is 50% still in the past, is 10% in the future. So you're really not living 100% in the now. If you're not living 100% in the now, you can't really move forward in this lifetime because there's not any tools or opportunity in your mind because you've got, you know, doors open in the past and in the future. So what my work does is it helps you to close the doors to the past, close the doors to the future, and start to make a mission statement every day as to what is it that you really want to be, have, and create. Once you start to say, this is what I am, and I am it, then you start to shift into the consciousness of receiving it. So basically, for example, let's say you want to have a brand new career working, you know, in the opera business. And let's say you've been, you know, out of work for 10 years and you've been, you know, doing other jobs and you had a career and you left it and you basically find yourself in a crisis mode because you know, you don't know what to do now. Life is before you, but you don't know what to do. So basically you can say an intention of a statement to the universe is that I have an incredible job that supports my greatness working in the opera business or the music business. And then what you do is attach the energy of how would you feel if you actually did have that job. So you probably would feel very excited. You probably would feel very inspired to have a new job. So you would have to duplicate that every day in your life in every way. That means when you wake up, when you go to the store, when you, you know, get gasoline in your car, you would have to be excited to the point to duplicate that frequency so that the universe would bring those opportunities into your lifestyle. So that's the key, is to create it, to believe it, and then receive it, is to really duplicate it as an action item, but as a emotional state of being. You know, the emotional state of being is where you want to be so that you can start to create the change.
Okay, so you're saying, and we're bringing it in, we are living this, I have an incredible job. I have an incredible job that supports my work in, and then fill in the blank. If you're listening,
absolutely,
fill in the blank. And then what's the next part of that?
Well, after you write that down, you would have to then say, if I have that, if that statement was true, how would I wake up every morning and how would I feel? So the word could be energetic, happy, bliss, excited. So you pick those words or one word, and then you would have to duplicate that everywhere in your life, meaning I'm happy just to go to grocery shopping. I'm excited just to speak to a new person. I'm, you know, really excited about cleaning the house or cleaning up my room. I'm excited about, you know, doing this task. So what you're doing is you're duplicating the emotional charge that attaches with the words and the actions and the intention. So as you attach all of it, then you've got to be consistent for at least 30 days. because as you become consistent, you create the buzz for it to continue to move over and over as far as create the shift in your mind. And then you don't have any kind of, you know, fallout of why it's not happening. You just have to trust it and believe it. And the hard part is to follow through every day with this same energy, this same vibration.
I'll tell you what, as we were talking about the emotions of or the feelings that might come from that, I'm writing down, how would I feel? How would I feel about this if it were part of my life? And part of it is also having that very focused frequency of the desire of having this as my reality, having that a concrete and very, very clear, as you're talking about, clarity, clear vision. And that's, I think, what really derails people is having a clear vision of what they want. And I was always, you know, I wanted 20 million things.
Right.
I want them all. I want it all. And so I got lots of stuff. But as I got a little bit, as I started to refine those things that I wanted to experience, I thought, well, you know, I could narrow the limits. I was really good at it when I was a kid. I wanted a horse, got a horse, checked off the list. And then mm-hmm. it was like, well, I got what I wanted. Now, do I really want anything else? The horse was kind of it. And I was what? 11. So there was a time when I went through lots of wants and not really a clarity. All right. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Going back to basics, the clarity. And I felt when I got what I wanted, or I was building what I wanted, when I wanted that, I was enthusiastic. Anything was possible. There were no limits. I was going to get that horse. I was jazzed. I was inspired. I was like, yeah, bring me my horse. And I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to put in? What do I want now? Because I got so many cool things. I hate to not value them by wanting more, but darn it, I got to focus. What do I want? And as you're listening to this, you know, is there this energy that you bring to it that you feel? And the thing that I got that was the most resonant with all of this energy was life on fire, creating the fire of creation. And you bring that in with your sun when you talk about that sun energy.
But, you know, it's also, Wendy, when you start to believe it and you start to get excited about you, meaning you're inspired about just being, that really activates a new power. Because, you know, I see people from all over the world, and a lot of the energies are really high and some of them are really low. And if they're low, then nothing's really happening in their lives because the vibration is just sort of dead. And so what they have to do is they have to get that energy back up. And just by saying the word yes, I force them to repeat it over and over and over, because what that does is that's like a mantra that just raises your vibration or your energy, and people start to laugh, not to laugh, but smile when they repeat it over and over. So that came about because I was teaching in Germany about 6 years ago, and I walked into this seminar place where I was teaching. And the energy was such a downer. And I basically said, what am I going to say to these people? I can't even open them up. So something intuitively said, have them stand up and repeat yes 200 times. And it was the first time I'd ever done anything like that. And
it's reprogramming. Yeah.
And it just opened them up and it changed the whole vibration of that talk. And it was supposed to be a 2-hour session or meeting or talk. And they were there till, you know, like 3.5 hours. The hotel had to kick us out because they wouldn't leave. They were so happy. And that was the birth of the yes frequency that evening. It started. And I said, there's something to this word. And then I started implementing that word all over the world as a test to see, does it really work? And I tested it in Japan, in Switzerland, in London, in Italy, and it started to work. And I said, wow, but it only works in English. And so that's how it was born.
Why is that? What is it about the English, the language that makes a difference?
I think it opens up the heart energy, and it's like the vibration when you say yes, 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 yes. It's building on a higher plateau of your voice and your energy heading almost going upward. where many other languages, you know, like German, ja, 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 it's very sort of guttural down there. And the CCCCC is a different frequency, as, you know, in Japan, it's high, 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 high. So it's just a different, it's like tones. It's like singing notes. And so I think the yes frequency has some notes that really activate the intention and the mission statement and everything we've talked about. It just sort of is the icing on the cupcake. So it just really, does something. And, you know, at that point people said, oh, did you get the idea from that movie with Jim Carrey, the Yes movie? And I had not seen it at that moment. And I still haven't seen it, but, I said, no, it just sort of was the same time it came out is when it sort of happened, you know, so it just was a, I think, a vibrational shift for people.
What I like at the end of the book, you give this, the copy and paste in the afterword, the affirmations mm-hmm. for successful living. And mm-hmm. that's a help. It helps because it gives you a start and, you know, it gives people like a foundation to set up.
Mm-hmm. Well, why affirmations really work is in all the books I write and just in the training and everything I do with my Touchstone for Life coaching program, I use affirmations and people say, oh, affirmations don't work. I say them over. I said, yes, but do you really believe them? When you believe them, that's when they work. Otherwise, you're just speaking endless words. So when you attach the emotional charge and the belief system with those affirmations, they become very powerful tools. And if you use them daily, your life will rock. You will start to see results because you're doing something different than what you're normally doing in real life now.
You're aligning with that frequency. And I can tell you one way real quickly to make an assessment of where you are. If you have the ability right now to do a little, whether it's an audio tape or a videotape, but do one before you start this little experiment for the next 30 days with Gary's book, videotape yourself, put it on tape somewhere, saying these affirmations, saying them. And then after that little trial period, go back and videotape yourself and see if you've improved and if you've become aligned. And then you can diagnose why it is or isn't working. Because once we change our core beliefs, our way of speaking and delivering and being who we are shifts. And when we're on the right path, it's a dramatic shift because things start happening in ways we could not have imagined. And I think, Gary, you've got a really good, this is a, it's a wonderful little tool book for people who mm-hmm. who are ready to engage mm-hmm. their frequency and begin living that vibration of yes.
I agree. I mean, I tried to make it easy. It's sort of a culmination of my coaching program for years, and that's what was inspiring me to put this in a little handbook so that people could drag it around and say, oh, I'm not living my core belief. Oh, I'm not doing this. I better say an affirmation. So I wanted to make it easy, you know, because life should be easy. You know, I think when you muck it up and you start to create problematic issues and dramatic issues, then, you know, life doesn't work so well. And I think the bottom line is life is too short, and this is the life you've been waiting to live, and you must embrace it, but you must also be excited about it. And, you know, today is really the last day of your old life and the first day of your new life, and you have to become that no matter what is happening. And if you really want to change, you can do it. And if you don't want to change, that's okay too. That's your choice. So I think it's for anybody who wants to just open up and create more opportunities in their life and maybe become healthier, happier, more loving, more connected to spirit, and maybe forgiveness to add that to their family member or a loved one. You know, so there's a million things you can benefit from this book. And I think You know, if you get one nugget of wisdom out of this whole interview, or one step that really propels you and you do it, you will activate big change and create an amazing opportunity to stand in your authentic voice and be happy. And that's what we all want. We want to be happy.
What I wanted to do in doing my show is to connect people with others who had these incredible, inspiring, and really working kind of relationships with the energy of creation. And yours is a good working relationship because it brings everything into the equation. It brings in the manifest of how do we create this material stuff, this money? How do we create the spiritual stuff of the drive of connection with things like angels and higher energies, higher powers? And how do we bring that element that we are born with that sometimes we discount because society says intuition isn't good enough? Well, it is good enough, and it's where we are. And when we bring that beautiful, beautiful little thing that's in our toolbox and has been all along into a higher awareness and a front and center in our life, then we are empowered to make change that isn't just temporary, it's long lasting, and it spirals and ripples out to everyone in our within, whether it's our voice, but in our environment, in our awareness, in our circle. And like you, you've done this and it just keeps rippling out and rippling out. And even when you're no longer presenting your message, these little stepping stones, like the book and like all the things you have created, are here to give people information when they feel the need. I need some information. Where do I go? What will help me? And they pick up your book or they listen to this show or they go to see one of your seminars. Brilliant. Brilliant. That's how intuition and the yes frequency empower us in ways that we don't have to fathom. They just work.
I agree. You could have said it better, Wendy. You're amazing.
I'm sorry. I just feel like I get on fire and I go, but I love your stuff, okay? I was like, what am I going to do with this? What am I going to do with this? It's like, geez, I don't have to do anything. It's just working its own magic. And you know, all I had to do was connect with you. And all of a sudden it just like lit up.
Excellent. Excellent.
But see, that's an example. That's an example. Who are you inspired by? Okay. Let's go back to where does that joy, that enthusiasm come from for you?
You know, I get inspired by meeting real people that are authentic. And I think, that have this quality of, you know, not taking life for granted. Sometimes when I go to Italy, I'll have dinner with some friends or meet some Italian people that, you know, might be in a small village and they're just happy to have a pasta with you and they don't want anything from you. They don't even know who you are. And it's so refreshing. They're not living in the material mindset. They're living in just being in the moment of being happy to meet you, sitting down, having a pasta with you, and just finding out who you are. And that's so inspiring for me when I meet people that are just basically, free and just, you know, living in the moment is what inspires me to see people that do that. Also people that, you know, are living their dream. You know, when I see someone who has accomplished something and if I've been lucky enough to help them and they live it, that just inspires me more. And I'm excited that they're doing what they want to do. So that's kind of the fun for me. You know, I'm inspired when I wake up and I know that, you know, I'm so lucky and blessed to be able to just, you know, wake up and be, you know, accountable for everything that I do during the day. And I don't take anything for granted. You know, I've lost many spiritual teachers that I've known in the last couple years. And so, you know, it really hits home and you say, wow, you know, time is ticking and I have to do as many things as I can in this lifetime to really fulfill what I need to do and just not take any moment for granted. I think that's the main thing, is to learn that every day is important, every minute is important, And every relationship is important, and cherish those, because, you know, you have to.
I think the one element, the word that would tie that together is that you've got the yes frequency, and if you underscore it with the gratitude frequency, man, you're unstoppable. You're unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We got to wrap. We got to go. The yes frequency. Gary Quinn, you are so, I think, you're just one of those role models, the icon for how to put this stuff all together and condense it, consolidate it. Clarification. That's you. You're good at that.
Thank you, Wendy. It's my pleasure, and I'm just so happy to be on your show. Thank you so much, and you're doing amazing work. I love what you do.
Thank you for your energy. I really, really appreciate it. It works. And thank you for listening to Empower Radio. This is Conscious Living. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful life, a wonderful time in your creation. See ya.